BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Right, what Chris is doing there. Chris is... I've just taken Chris to an exercise class. Not really... I don't think he's ever really done one before. It was like HIIT training. And you'll hear about it on this podcast. Stop it. You'll hear about it on this podcast. Also, it's a star-studded edition featuring Harry Styles reviewing his own live lounge and Rebel Wilson meeting superfan Steve. It's all on the podcast. Enjoy it.
You know, it's a long time since I've seen actual sleeping bags outside Radio 1. That's how keen and thirsty people are for Harry.
He is such a superstar, right? Like, it is obviously insane how famous he is, but the way he looks and everything, I don't know, how do you, am I just sounding a bit weird by saying that? You know when someone walks past and you're like, God, you're rich?
Rich and also can literally wear absolutely anything
as a combo.
And it just works. Imagine if, right, you or me turned up in a high-waisted brown trouser, a Harry Styles t-shirt, a pearl necklace, and a kind of, how would you describe the jacket? Kind of check jacket.
Yeah, it's almost like he's testing everyone else.
Yeah, it's like he's thrown it together. It looks that way, but he carries it off because he's Harry Styles. What a guy. He's here at 1:40. Chris has a favour to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Styles, star, another star, Rebel Wilson, on at 3 o'clock today. Jam-packed today. And Rebel does get the superfan Steve treatment.
One!
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, people, there are some people that just, like, pop culture passes them by completely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let us know if you know someone like this. So you know my best mate, the one that I used to live with?
The flatmate.
Yeah, ex-flatmate.
Yeah.
Before she took him.
She's taken him.
Got married. We don't live together now. Lives with her. I get a message the other day going, I've discovered a good new song. It's by Billy Amish and is called Everything I Have Ever Wanted. Have you heard it? It's really good. Like... He's a guy, what, in his 30s? How is this passed him by?
But also, wasn't it only like a year ago he messaged you telling you all about a brilliant artist called Example?
Yes, that's him. And he calls him Mr. Example. But then, well, he's like, what, 11, 12 years too late on that? So he's literally just discovered Billie Eilish, or as he likes to call her, Billie Amish. I replied back, ha 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 ha. Then he goes, I take it you have heard it. It's a good one. I'm on Radio 1. she's like the biggest artist of now, is what I put back. And I put, it's Billie Eilish. He put, oh, good for her. Amish, isn't it? And I put, Eilish. And then he puts, just Googled her. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I know I am. If you know anyone that, like... It just passes them by. Anything pop culture, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark from Bristol says, watched Sports Personality on Sunday. My mum had no idea who Lewis Capaldi was. That's acceptable. It's your mum. I'm talking about someone, like, in his 30s.
Yeah.
Katy Perry coming up with a Christmas song. Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Ben in Manchester.
Yes, Ben. How can we help?
I just can't believe you slyly added there that Rebel Wilson was going to meet Superfan Steve. It's huge news.
It is quite big. Yeah, right. So is it our first Hollywood star on Superfan Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of casually dropped it in, didn't we?
But she's not going to know what's about to hit, honestly.
No, exactly that. Rebel Wilson on the show just after 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Harry Styles.
Hello, Scott Mills.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've both
got... A couple of years now.
More than that, I would say. Yeah, a few years.
Several.
But we... I think... Do I look the same?
Yeah.
A little bit older, maybe? A little bit.
Wiser.
You look... Thank you.
Wiser.
You look older.
How do I?
No, but in a good way.
I mean,
you've really like.
Oh, thanks.
No, but like.
Where are you going with this?
No, he just looks like. I think you're looking peak.
Oh,
I think
oh,
this
wow.
is the best you've looked.
Oh, peak is wow.
Right. No, but are you saying
much.
He's peaked?
No, not peaked. Oh. I'm saying this is the best it's been.
Because everyone hopes to do a Phillip Schofield.
You know? Yeah.
Like, just get better with
like
age.
Like a Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, because yeah. Do you think you've peaked, in all honesty?
Oh, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the downward now. Okay. But I'm embracing it and accepting
there's power to kind of
just let it go.
Just taking that, yeah.
I don't want to let myself go though.
But I think this is the problem with you, you never let yourself go. Because you've always wanted this eternal youth. And yeah. At some point you've just gotta go.
Re-peak.
I don't think I will have.
You could have like a little. You could have a little like roller.
Are you
coaster.
Suggesting I'm in a trough right now? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you could. I don't know where you are. I don't know where I am.
Anyway,
right now.
We're all fabulous. How was your live lounge?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Do you
it
get the live lounge nerves?
Everyone I felt says quite they, relaxed today.
Yeah,
actually,
everyone
which
says
was
they
nice.
Do, but I don't.
Usually I get like very nervous.
Yeah.
For stuff like that. But it was fun.
Would you like to hear it back?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah.
No, I guess so.
I'd
like,
love to.
But it's a weird situation because you're hearing yourself back. It's like we're hearing you hearing yourself back.
Mm.
Do you know
yes.
what I mean?
It's a weird
unusual.
One. You're not on yet, so nothing really to say, is there?
Good bells, though.
Did we listen to
who was
thing?
Doing the bells? Was that you?
I think Nye was doing
Nye.
The bells.
Okay. Here we go. Mood is right.
Spirits up. There it is. Here tonight. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Yes, it's good. Party's on. Yes, it's
thanks.
Good.
Feelings here. It only comes
this time of year. And we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I'm the one who sounds like he shouldn't be in there. That was me. About the town. So raise a glass. Oh, don't look down. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. I just think it's a great Christmas song.
Let's be honest, there are some terrible ones. Mm.
There's some. They're all good.
Are they?
In their own way. There are some that are better than others.
That is a good one.
What's that one where they talk over each other? Oh, and you come to rob a pom pom.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone else starts singing over.
Peace on Earth.
Oh, that's the. Is it Bing?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby and
Bowie.
David Bowie
yeah,
who did
Bowie.
It.
Well, it's hard to say that's a bad one, but it's just stressful because it's
Bowie.
I don't know. Yeah, where you from, I suppose.
Right, yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for doing the live lounge today.
No, thanks for having me.
Chris has something to ask.
We were just talking about this, so we've got the Secret Santa situation. I don't know if you have to do this.
Okay.
It's rubbish, like, not really much time for it. Mm. But we've got a £10 limit.
It's our team Christmas Secret Santa thing tomorrow.
I have a good idea.
So we've all got to get something for someone.
Okay.
The girl that I've got, she works on the show, she's called Helena.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I really know about her in her personal life is that she goes out with a guy that looks a bit like a Disney prince.
Okay.
We call him the DP.
So what I was hoping is maybe if I can just slip you a tenner. Could you possibly do a little video for her or something?
I also have a Secret Santa good idea for a £10 limit.
Okay.
You get scratch cards.
Oh, so in the hope you invest.
That's good, that.
Imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, she would rather something from Harry Styles, I would say.
You buy some. Not
yeah,
if she wins.
Yeah, but it relies on.
Not if she wins.
Depends how much she wins.
But the thing is, that relies on unrealistic odds, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what you've given is you've given her a moment of thinking, what if I win with these scratch cards?
Yeah.
If you're not up for necessarily.
Oh, no,
video,
yes, I'll do it. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Slip him a tenner, go on.
If I give you a tenner, you can just give me something of yours.
Okay.
The pearl necklace or something.
No, I think it's probably worth more than £10, actually.
Oh, I know what I can give you.
Serious?
Yeah. I can give you a
two Christmas jokes from A Christmas Cracker.
Oh, I saw that earlier, yeah.
And a sachet of honey.
You should be probably filming this. Okay.
Slip that in your pocket. Them back in my pocket?
Whack that in your pocket anyway. Mm.
Pop it in your top pocket there.
There you go. And just, if you don't mind for the Secret Santa, just...
Helena, this is your gift for me. I'm sorry. This is £10 limit.
Yeah.
You get two used jokes from A Christmas Cracker and a sachet of Manuka honey.
Now, you make sure you take that £10, okay? Right. Pop it in your pocket now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Perfect. Job done.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
So, what do you want for Bumbleo Wednesday? Right, it's the last Bumbleo Wednesday of the year.
Oh, wow.
Is it the last Bumbleo Wednesday of the decade?
Surely not. What? There's one. I mean, there is one more Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, but
we're not here.
Are we on? No.
Oh, so what? Should we just have it today then?
I think we need to.
Like, well, everyone really give it some.
Okay, here's the thing. I could do it because I am on Riding Solo on Christmas Day morning. But I don't think that's what the people want.
No.
They just want
the
Christmas songs. It's Christmas a week today.
Nah. Right, last one. I reckon you're right then.
Yeah, and then the Wednesday after, obviously, is New Year's Day, so it is the last one of the decade, so let's have it!
Yeah, incredible, and it has been a decade of Bumbleos as well, hasn't it, really? It's been going on a while.
Yeah, let us know what you would like from the show in the actual gap today. We've got to make it a good one, so let's have some new ones and some absolute favourites. Let me know, 81199.
Scott Mills.
Are you enjoying your Christmas present, your early Christmas present?
Which one?
The gym wear that I got you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is really weird, this, right? So you really want me to go to the gym with you after the show today.
Mm.
And I'm not really that sure. You've gone and bought me gym kit.
Yeah. It's fresh. It's box fresh. I got it for you specially. There was a sale on, but I'm really keen for you to come with me today.
Yeah, it's just weird, the buying of the clothes, to try and persuade me. It's all a little bit... Can I say... It's all a little bit sugar daddy.
What, me buying you things?
Well, yeah, it's like you've got me clothes to wear here. You know, it's just...
I'm just wanting you to get fit with me. I thought it would be something we could do, something new. It's not like... And there's nothing daddy about
that,
it.
But it's just the kind of, like, the persuasion, and then also you've just whipped out these clothes, which you've clearly gone and bought before the show. Yeah, anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Aidan has been on saying, "What time is Superfan Steve? I do not want to miss it." We've got Steve meeting Hollywood A-lister Rebel Wilson. That's mad.
it's big, mad. Big for Steve.
That's at 3:10 this afternoon. Okay, it's the final Bumbleo of the decade. We just have a little midweek dance on a Wednesday to the Gypsy Kings. I don't really know why. Let's make it a good one. First, we've got Mark in Cardiff. And that time that Chris called somewhere in the UK and told them that he was calling from the UK.
Hello, sorry, who am I speaking to? Oh, hi, Adam. Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I just want to check the name of your business. What's it called again?
Yeah, it's 4Play Cycles with a number 4.
4Play Cycles.
That's right.
And you're a bike shop, right?
We are indeed a bike shop.
Oh, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous.
Okay.
What?
That's nice to know that we're quite famous.
Oh, you're in the UK as well. Sorry, we've just done... Sorry. This takes some explaining.
Callum in Glasgow wants the all-time classic from this American news report.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Sam in Worcester.
It's a good one, isn't
it's
it?
It's a good one.
But
sorry, it's Christmas again.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
How do you get that
not
wrong?
Not the same.
How do you get that wrong? Sam and Worcester wants...
Not even close.
Sam and Worcester... Sam and Worcester wants the Chris Stark Billie Eilish remix.
Gold teeth, my neck, my wrist is froze. I'm like the bad... Son Jon Snow, I got swag like newsman Jon Snow. This Bieber verse so pitiful. Skirt. tattoos on both my cheeks. Yeah, I don't sleep, as pain too much for me. I wrote this verse when I couldn't sleep. I squeezed it out. Oh, yeah, I'm a bad guy, like a really bad guy. I'm Ross Kemp hard guy, I'm as hard as rock guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, feature on your song type. 5 minutes to write this first type, I got an invite. I'm the bad guy. Whoa.
Obsessed.
5 minutes that took.
Dan from Burton wants our caller from Bangers. Do you remember Nathaniel?
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel. Go on, me and Nathaniel.
This reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
Stuart and Murray in Aberdeen want some news beats.
Extreme news beating.
And what about that time? This is from Sarah in Worthing, when Gemma Collins met superfan Steve. What does Gemma do when she can't sleep?
Steve.
Yeah?
Watches loon naughty videos.
Basically, what I'm watching...
Some grounder.
Stu and Clapham. What's this from Jess Glynn?
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go on, what's up?
Am I allowed?
Yeah, go on.
But you wanted to start a song, didn't you?
I was going to play the Vamps, but go on, what do you want to know?
What is Ed Balls?
What?
Iconic. That is iconic.
And Dan in Somerset wants the Robert Dyess advert.
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dyess and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
Hi, my name is James. I'm straight and I work at Robert Dyess. I like sailing, baking and showing off all our Christmas kitchen gadgets to our gay and straight customers.
I'm straight and I love shopping at Robert Dyess.
I'm gay and I love shopping at Robert Dyess.
I'm bisexual and I always find something I love at Robert Dyess.
Look at this Christmas tree. It's perfect for a gay person or a straight person.
This drill would work a treat in a straight person's home or a gay person's.
Robert Dyess, where gays and straights combine drills and much, much more.
This is the world's largest Bumbleo Wednesday gap.
It's Christmas, last one of the decade. And Tom, who works on the show in the office, wants this, the Chris Stark Guide to Cardiff.
I walk around town and you'll say shamai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or
Chichi. You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
What an apology!
Wow.
Right, we're there, people. Halfway through the week. Nearly the weekend. Downhill to the weekend. Let's do this. This is why we party.
We've got Richard. He's straight and he's bumbleoing in.
Not this again.
In the New Forest.
No, because last week we then read every single. Everyone was texting in. We can't do that again, Scott.
Brad and Amy, they're both straight and they're bumbleoing in their new flat.
Nath and Louis drive into Colford in the van. It doesn't say whether they're gay, so it'd be wrong to assume.
Nathan and Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. They're gay roofers.
It doesn't say gay roofers.
It does.
Well, my screen here just says Nathan Louis. You can't just assume.
Oh, maybe it's a different Nathan and Louis. My apologies. Hello, Nico. In Swindon. By Curious. Lucy, hello. Straight from the UK, bumbleoing while walking her dogs.
Hello to Louise, buying a drill, bisexual, bumbleoing in Manchester. Hello, Craig Lloyd, straight roofer.
Hello, Tom.
From Wilmslow.
I'm Tom, I'm straight, and I'm driving back from Bristol to Newquay. Bumbleo, bumbleo. Angela in Barry doesn't say.
Angela.
Angela. Any more? Michael and David and Stefan, the prawn fishers.
Oh. I love the hairy prawn.
Sounds like one.
Oliver, bisexual, bumbling at work in Nottingham.
Taylor and Claire, both straight. Bumbling hard right now.
Hi, I'm Jade on the Isle of Man and I'm straight. Bumbling. Hi, I'm Reese, I'm bi. And my dad's Bruce Lee. No, that one got through.
Hello to Will in Wigan. He's straight unless Tom Hardy's asking.
And Felix in Droitwich, straight.
Mills.
Don't know if you've seen any of our Superfan Steve videos. The Gemma Collins one has just passed a million views on Ready One Facebook. There's an Andy Murray one to watch as well. The Cheryl one. What's good is you get to see Chris being Steve in the room next door. It's like a split screen. And you get to see the look on the faces of the stars as they meet their most nervous fan. The videos are great.
Yeah, it's hard to keep together.
I tell you what as well, if you get our podcast today, as a little extra Christmas treat for you. On today's podcast, we will put the Cheryl one on there because that was the ultimate. So the Cheryl Superfan Steve, we'll put it on the Scott Mills Daily. So get the BBC Sounds app on your phone. We do a podcast every day. It's free. Get the Sounds app and Cheryl will be on there for you tonight. Superfan Steve extra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Your Grace. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Your Grace.
I'm Molly.
Oh, I'm Molly. Your Grace.
I thought you said I'm
Hi,
Molly
Scott
for a second.
Chris.
I was like,
hello.
Oh, screwed up here. No, it's both of you. Hello, Grace and Molly.
Hello.
So where do you work?
We work in a sweet shop in Torquay. Well, yeah.
That must be tempting because I would be dipping my hand in the sweet jar all the time. Is that one?
Oh, it is a nightmare.
Is it?
Too much temptation.
Okay, this sweet shop, this is going to sound a bit weird, but me and Scott did a little weekend in Torquay, right? And I remember we went into this sweet shop and it was right by... There's like a... what do you call it? It's a really obvious word where there's like penguins. It's not a zoo, it's a...
Living Coast.
An aquarium. Living Coast, right? Are you just around the corner from there? Because I remember going into a sweet shop and it was a really odd experience because Radio 1 was on in there. And I really like that occasionally when you go in somewhere and Radio 1's playing.
We're massive in Delhi.
No, unfortunately, that wasn't us.
Oh, rubbish, shattered my dream.
Cool
there.
Story.
Shattered my dream.
Okay, so what are your Christmas plans?
Nice, chilled on with the family this year.
Oh, lush. I love Torquay. It's so good.
Yeah, lush.
It is all right. It's has its right. moments.
It's raining today, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's always not, raining.
Yeah, it's always raining.
That's fine.
It's pretty. Okay, would you like my banger selection? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Would you like my banger selection?
Well, Molly normally goes for you.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Yes, here it is.
That is a jam.
Jam. Acorn, beautiful.
So random from
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
Random.
So random.
Okay, that's Scott's choice, but I'm hoping you've got palm trees there, haven't you, in Torquay?
We do. We have lots of palm trees.
I like to imagine driving through Torquay, palm trees either side, and hearing my banger choice, which is this.
It's like you're in Los Angeles. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
As yeah, it was only just a dream. This is Nelly, Just a Dream.
Two another banger.
Yeah, right. I like this. Good bangers today.
They're both great.
They are fantastic choices. We're having a bit of a debate at the moment.
Okay.
What's Molly saying, yeah?
Molly is going more Scott's way.
Right. Well, why don't you go to the back of the room, like on Dragon's Den, and have a little chat about it, and then get back to us.
Yeah, we can wait.
We can listen.
I'm thinking, Scott. Yeah.
What?
We've come to our decision.
Yes.
We're going to go for Scott.
Okay.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
Hello, everyone. It's Ellis and John here, and we are very excited to introduce a new podcast, and it's called How Do You Cope with Ellis and John?
We're going to be talking to a range of guests about the challenges and hurdles and setbacks that they might have faced in their own lives while asking the question, how do you cope?
You hear about grief being like glitter. You hoover it and you tidy it up. You just keep finding little bits. You never quite get rid of it completely.
Eventually, I went to see a psychiatrist, and he said, right, I'm signing you off for 3 months. You're having the mental health equivalent of a heart attack.
How do you cope with Ellis and John on BBC Sounds?
You're so beautiful, so damn beautiful. Said you're so beautiful, so damn beautiful. You're so beautiful.
I've forgotten about classic. Although I would have loved to hear yours as well. I would love to hear that.
Well, mate, a lot of people saying, you know, great bangers today. Takes me back to being resident DJ at the Ice House in Oceania, Southampton.
Good.
Like 9 till 3, I used to have to play that like 4 or 5 times.
Rory, the gay mechanic, and we're not doing that anymore, no. Rory, on the Isle of Man. Love that choice. Yes, doing Torquay proud, says Adam. Colin says that was the best banger contest yet. It was a close one. Chuck Nelly back in tomorrow.
Do you think tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be one of those that we roll over now, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No? It's such a tune now.
Yeah, I would love to hear it. Put it in tomorrow. Go on. Play it tomorrow.
A few people saying apt that you're playing Akon because Grace should be a convict after that robbery.
Convict.
Convict.
Okay, coming up, we have another Christmas confession. Loads of our listeners at the moment seem to be just wanting to get stuff off their chest. So we put a little voice change on them and they change their name as well, so no one will ever know who they are. Like Laura.
I have a crush on my best friend's boyfriend, who is also my husband's best friend.
And Bella.
I have imagined it happening in one of our offices okay. for the company.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Wow.
Work.
She's having boss dreams there. And then there was Craig.
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend. Basically, I didn't meet my girlfriend's sister, who's a twin, until 6 months in. And then when I met her, it all went pear-shaped from there.
And then Lauren.
My ex-boyfriend cheated on me. So, not a good person.
Okay.
But then, a little while later, I found myself in a situation where I slept with his twin brother.
And Jack.
When I was with my ex-girlfriend, I kind of maybe got intimate with her brother.
I mean, it's literally all been on. And you think, just when you think, well, we must have heard literally every relationship scenario or messed up situation. Then another one comes along.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Louise.
Hello.
I know you don't want to be identified because of what you're about to tell me. It's that season. Everyone is getting stuff off their chest. Go for it.
So, I work in a hospital, and I keep dreaming about my colleague who is a nurse.
Okay, so you're in a hospital and you have dreams a lot about a nurse.
She's also my friend.
Okay.
What's your personal situation then?
So, I'm straight. She's married to a man.
Okay.
And, yeah, I keep having naughty dreams about her.
Okay. And has the girl thing ever tempted you in any way before?
No.
Not even a bit of curiosity?
Curiosity, definitely.
Yeah, but not done nothing about it?
No.
Okay.
You've not wanted to dip toe, so to speak. I don't know what I mean there.
Does she have any idea?
Absolutely not.
Are you ever going to tell her?
The Christmas party is coming up.
Oh, not the Christmas party. It's all going to go wrong there, isn't it? Oh, no. When's the Christmas party?
Next week.
Okay.
Okay, what are the feelings for the Christmas party? Are you excited or nervous or dreading it?
I'm really excited.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think you're going to tell her?
Probably.
Are you attached in any way?
No, I'm single.
You're single. Well, I mean, that's simple from your end, not so much from hers. And what's her situation again?
She's married with two children, actually.
Oh, amazing. Oh, perfect.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, thanks for telling us. Does it feel good speaking to someone about this?
It's good to get it off my chest.
Yeah.
Because up to
if
now,
anybody just... can help, you guys can.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure we can help.
Yeah, there's nothing we can really do. But you know, we can't hear what you're saying.
Mm.
So should I
dip-toe? Should I dip-toe? That's going to be the phrase for it now.
I don't think... I'm not that she's going to want you to dip your toe.
Should you dip-toe? Question of the day. I don't know, but it's one of those that we can throw out there.
No, absolutely not. You shouldn't. You're straight and she's married with two children.
Yeah, it's a murky water that you'd be dipping your toe in.
A big mess.
It's not going to happen,
let's be honest. I think Louise, not real name, this has to stay in the dreams.
We'll see what we got to at the Christmas party.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll leave that with you. Let me know how it goes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rebel Wilson, welcome to Radio 1.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm just used to seeing you as a cat now, really.
I mean, well, yeah, why not? meow.
Meow. Would you say this is the starriest film you've ever been in?
I mean, this is a pretty massive ensemble. James Corden, my celebrity crush, Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, Jason Derulo, Dame Judi Dench, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Did any of the cast look better as cats?
I don't know. But, I mean, Taylor Swift, she's probably the sexiest cat, I feel like, in the film.
She looks amazing in it, right?
She looks amazing in real life as a human being as well. Yeah. So.
What's your best Taylor Swift anecdote or story?
Oh, gosh. I won't say it's from set, but I went to her concert.
Mm.
And what I'm shocked about is that she hangs out with you for like an hour before the concert. And as a performer, I'm like, but Taylor, don't you need to like prepare? Like, don't you need to like warm up or like mentally prepare?
Yeah.
I know I get very nervous for live performances. And she's literally just hanging out with you for like an hour and then she just skips out on stage and does a 3 hours amazing stadium performance.
This has happened to me where we all got to go backstage to say hi. Most performers, they're not doing any of that meat stuff before the show. And then you're right, she just runs out on stage. I'm like, okay, and was amazing.
I'm normally in my dressing room going, okay, please help angels help me with this performance or something. I don't know. Like, praying that it goes well. But she just goes out there and smashes it.
Was there anyone you got a bit starstruck or a bit starry with?
Dame Judi Dench.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I bought her some chocolates over from America. I'm about to go give it to her after this.
Oh, yeah.
I just love her. I want her to be my grandma. I mean, no offense to my real grandma, but I want Dame Judi to, like, adopt me and I just live with her and we have tea and scones.
Are these specific chocolates that she wants?
They're just, well, hopefully. She likes nice things.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, so I brought them in my suitcase especially.
That's amazing. Can you briefly tell me about when you had to go to cat school?
Gosh, everyone seems fascinated.
I mean,
with this.
Just want to know what happens when you turn up at cat school. Is it regular school?
Okay, did I sniff Ian McKellen's butt? Yes.
Yes.
I did.
Good.
Everyone was made to be cats and our cat mistress, Miss Sarah, would say, okay, there's something that smells over there, go. And, oh my God, there's food over in that corner, go over there. And then, oh, what's happening? Oh, that cat, you don't like that cat. How do you react? And like, all the movement is our own movement in the film. So it's not like CGI where it's all digitally created. It is all of our movement. We had to learn how to move like that.
And as a bit of pre-homework before you got to cat school, are you just like Googling YouTubes of cats?
I did a lot of YouTube research. Because
just watching cats.
So Cats the musical is very iconic.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of comedy in it.
No.
Certainly not really jokes per se. So James Corden and myself, we try to put in for the comedy in the film.
Yeah. Yeah. He's your like best mate now, right?
Oh, he's so cool. Like, yeah. We're also like quite lazy on set. So there's one scene and it was a massive group scene with Taylor and Idris and Judy and everyone. And I'm like, James, like, this scene's going to take days to film, so let's get comfortable. Let's not stand up in the scene. Let's sit down
with
padding underneath us. And then people would just bring us sweets and we'd just chat all day sitting in the one spot.
Did any filming get done?
Yeah, yeah, You'll see it. You'll see when you see me and James sitting down in
you're just
film,
having a relaxing time.
It's just me and James having a chat.
Amazing. Rebel Wilson, thank you for being with us today. Next, we're going to meet one of your biggest fans in the UK.
Wow.
Wait right there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so I'm sat in here with Rebel Wilson, right? Chris is in another studio. She cannot see him and obviously doesn't know that Steve is actually Chris. Now, I've not met Rebel Wilson before. Had you?
No.
You still haven't?
No.
Only on the phone.
That's true, yeah.
Someone says, and this is a really good point, do you record all of the Superfan Steves in a short period and then air them over time? If not, how come they like don't hear it on the radio and realise? That's from Lewis. Do you know, we don't. We do it as and when the stars come in, but it's just down to luck. And so far, we've been lucky. Even Rylan, when we did it on Rylan, after we told him, he's like, oh my God, I've seen the Cheryl one. How did I fall for that?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter really when you record him, because if you think about it, they either know or they don't.
Yeah.
And I guess we just got to keep going with this until someone twigs. At some point they will, and it'll be a massive waste of everyone's time because it'll be like, we brought you all the way to Radio 1.
Yeah, so it'll be a British star,
yeah,
I think.
Go on, Rebel Wilson, it's unlikely she's going to have seen it.
Yeah, or heard it. So, does she get it? I don't understand what's going on here particularly. But here's Chris being his best Steve. It's time for Superstar versus Superfan with Rebel Wilson. We've got one of your biggest fans on the phone. This is easy for you, though, because it's a quiz about you.
Yeah,
you should smash it. However, this person knows a lot about you also, I believe. Let's introduce them now. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Steve.
Rebel Wilson.
Okay, so here's how this is going to work. It's a quiz about you, Rebel Wilson. If you know the answer first, you shout your name, which is?
Rebel.
And Steve, if you know the answer first about Rebel, you say your name, which is?
Steve.
Steve, absolutely right. Okay, here we go. Remember, say your name if you know the answer. Sorry?
Wait,
there.
Steve wants to answer already.
I haven't done the question yet, Steve.
We do.
Yeah, I'll do it now. Okay, yeah. What's Rebel's rap name? Steve first, yes.
You got me.
Steve, Rebelicious.
Oh,
correct.
Wow. Yeah.
What has Rebel said previously is her drink of choice?
Steve.
Yes, Steve?
Drink.
Yeah, what drink?
Steve. Hello?
Hi. Yep, we're still here.
Steve.
Yes, what's the answer?
A Coke Slurpee.
Oh,
is that right?
God, Steve.
I told you he was a fan.
Have you been stalking me, Steve?
What name?
The movie cinema.
Steve.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Next question.
Hello. Yeah.
What
Steve.
Name?
Rebel.
Yes, yeah. Steve. Steve, I feel like.
No, I don't stalk you.
You don't?
Right. Rebel once hallucinated that what happened to her?
Oh, Rebel.
Yeah.
Well,
Steve.
That I won an Oscar.
Yes.
And that's what convinced me to become an actress.
That's amazing.
My malaria-induced hallucination.
Okay, next question. What does Rebel's mum do?
Rebel.
Steve.
Yes.
I got you, Steve. I got you.
Yeah?
She's an international dog show judge now.
Well, she does like those best in show type things.
Yeah, she does.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Steve, she's a dog judge.
Yes, Rebel answered that before. What did Rebel score on her 12th grade high school certificate?
Steve.
Oh, Rebel. Yeah. Oh,
go on, Steve.
99.4%.
Yeah, out of 100. So it's
come on.
I'm top 1%.
Yeah, you
in
are.
Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah.
I mean, I just dropped
that one
in.
Is that an achievement?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I had to study very hard at school, kids.
Wow. Finish this Rebel Wilson bridesmaid's quote. Put your American sausage in my...
Steve.
Yes, oh. Steve?
Bun.
No, Steve. Mm. I think that's wrong.
Steve, bum.
Nah.
But... What are you saying there?
Steve.
Yeah.
Bum.
Yep. Sorry?
Bum.
No, it's British bun.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Done a lot since, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What surprising animal is Rebel Wilson allergic to?
Steve.
Steve, yes?
Yeah. Cats.
Are you allergic to cats?
Yes, I am actually allergic. I'm allergic to cats, dogs, and fun fact, Steve, dust. So if I come round to your house because you've kidnapped me in a van, just I hope your house is clean because I am allergic to dust.
Steve?
Yes?
Do you want to say anything to Rebel?
You can say anything, Steve. And I just do want to say thank you so much for being a fan. You're obviously a super
massive fan.
It's Steve. Fine. You're not normally... Yeah. You don't have to say your name anymore, Steve. We know we're talking to you, but...
Steve, do the cat noise.
Like the...
What
is that?
Meow. Meow. That one?
Yeah.
Meow.
There we are.
Is that...
Rebel, I need to tell you that this is the guy that does the show with me.
Right. This is not a real fan.
Nah. We've done this
Who is this?
This is Chris, who works on my
show. Oh, his name's not even Steve.
No, we've done this with like Rita Ora, David Guetta,
right.
Sir Andy Murray recently.
Yeah.
And it's really weird, right?
Where are you?
He's two doors down.
I can't see. Yeah, okay.
Rebel, I'm so sorry. You are, I mean, it's clear that you are lovely to literally all of your fans.
Yeah.
Even seemingly the most nervous of all of them. So, thanks for being such a good sport.
Oh, no.
Look how red I've gone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Scott's gone massively red.
Wow.
Oh,
I can't bear it.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Chris, thank you.
All right. In a bit.
Rebel, I'm sorry for putting you through that.
Look,
please come back.
No, I love you guys. No, it was funny. Thank you so much, Scott, for having me on.
Thank you.
Chris, wherever you are.
Yeah. He won't even show his face.
Give you a slap when I see you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's our final show of the year tomorrow. And Lewis Capaldi is going to be hanging out with us on the show. You want to hear this. From one tomorrow, Lewis Capaldi hanging out on the show.
Well, I think we've had a really, really fun show on the year. And it has been the year of the Capaldi. So it all sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's our last one. And Capaldi is joining us for the show tomorrow. Also, to celebrate last show of the year, we're going to hand it to you and ask you what you want. Like some of the best bits, some of your favourite bits of the year. We'd like to take requests on this now, actually. Let us know ahead of tomorrow, 81199. There'll be loads of stuff that even I've forgotten about, like Cheryl, Superfan Steve. Do you want to hear that again? Anything from the 24-hour lolathon? Do you remember we knocked on the actual door of number 10 Downing Street when there was a different Prime Minister? We did a knock-knock joke at number 10.
What about,
do you remember this? What celeb would my mum want me to be with if I was straight?
My gosh, we've done so much. What about all of those start guides we did as well to various different towns and cities?
What do you want? 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On the show today, we worked out ages ago and he's still doing the noises. Also, we promised you on the show today that if you downloaded this podcast, and thank you if you're a brand new listener, you get something extra. So here it is, a little treat for you. Merry Christmas. It's when Superfan Steve met Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl, look at you on Radio 1. Doesn't get old having a song played on Radio 1, does
it? It doesn't, actually.
No.
It really doesn't.
Even now.
It actually feels better.
Right, Cheryl, we do this thing with super fans and pop stars. So we've got a quiz here all about you, and we're going to meet your super fan now.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hello.
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 Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, you're through to Cheryl.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Little bit nervous.
Oh, no, nothing to be nervous of.
How long have you been a fan of Cheryl for, Steve?
Since 2002, Pop Stars The Rivals.
Day one.
Wow, back then, right?
That's amazing.
I always liked Girls Aloud better than One True Voice.
Yeah, me
too.
Well,
so did everyone else.
They were offensive.
What was their song?
It was Sacred Trust.
Oh,
there you go. Steve knows.
All right, so what we're going to do is I've got a series of questions here about Cheryl. So they're all about you. What happens is when you know the answer, you each shout out your name. So if you know the answer, you shout.
Right, Cheryl.
And Steve, you shout.
Steve.
That's right.
I'm going to win.
Well, I hope so, because it is about you. But Steve knows.
Steve.
Pardon?
I think I'm going to win.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's find out, shall we? Are you ready, Steve?
Steve, yes.
No, you don't. You only say Steve when you know the answer to the question, all right?
Now?
No, well, I'll ask the questions, and then you, like, when you know the answer, you say Steve. Okay? All right, let's just do the quiz. Here we go. Cheryl famously goes by her first name, but what's her middle name?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Cheryl was first.
Anne.
Is correct. Oh, Steve, you've got to be fast. Okay, next question. What was Cheryl's first number one solo single?
Steve.
Yes?
Fight for This Love.
Is correct. One to Cheryl, one to Steve. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl.
Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Is that gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Next question. How many days is it to Cheryl's birthday?
Steve.
Yes.
Steve, 25.
It is actually.
Is it? That's
right.
Okay. How many solo UK number ones has Cheryl had so far?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Yes.
5.
For a bonus point, name them.
Steve.
Okay.
Steve, Fight for This Love. Steve, Promise This. Steve, Call My Name. Steve, yes. Crazy Stupid Love. Yes. Steve, I Don't Care. 5.
That's 5, correct.
Well done.
In 2009, which Girls Aloud member won FHM World Sexiest Women?
Steve.
Yes?
Nadine.
The answer was Cheryl, actually. Steve. It was Cheryl. That was wrong. All right, next question. Cheryl has quite a sweet tooth. What's her favourite chocolate bar with a coffee?
Cheryl. Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah.
Correct. Which X Factor finalist and UK super duo owe their whole career to Cheryl's mentoring in 2012?
Steve.
Go on.
Reggie and Bolly.
2012?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was.
They were 2015, no?
I don't know. It says 12, but you probably know better than me. When did Cheryl release her first solo album, Three Words?
Cheryl.
Steve.
It's 2009.
Cheryl was right.
Yeah, she was. What was Cheryl's biggest musical inspiration as a teenager?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Beyonce.
Oh.
What were you going to say, Steve?
Britney.
And your answer was Beyonce.
Yeah. I do love them both, though. Mm.
But you're more Beyonce.
Yeah.
What was the first...
Hello? Steve.
Yes?
Britney Spears.
This is a random.
Oh, my God.
Steve.
Yes?
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. We're not laughing. Okay, we just want to get through the quiz, Steve.
It was Beyonce.
Right. What was the first ever TV advert that Cheryl did?
Ooh. Steve.
I don't know.
Go on.
British Gas.
It actually was. I was about 6.
You were 6? How do you know that, Steve? And the last question. What was the first concert that Cheryl ever attended?
Steve.
Yes.
Steps.
No, I've never been to Steps.
Smash It. Yes, Steve?
Steps.
I don't...
Steve.
Smash It.
At the end of that, Steve got 7 points, superfan Steve. Cheryl, 5 points.
Steve wins.
Well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
I need to tell you something.
There isn't
anyone called Steve. It's Chris that works on my show.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I'm actually...
That was the funniest thing for some time.
He did well. I actually believed it.
Right, because I have to sit...
I'm boiling hot, guys.
So am I. I'm really sweating.
I was starting to feel bad for laughing.
I've got a real sweat. But, like, I
Where
have to...
Where is
He's just next door.
Oh,
what a sense of relief. I know. When Anne-Marie did it, she was actually on the floor and dragged the microphone with her. She couldn't cope. Because I know I have to sit through all the awkward silences. It's the worst. But you were brilliant. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very, very relieved that there is nobody called Steve. I was really
at one point, I was close to wetting myself. That's how.
Oh,
were you also cracking up?
I couldn't deal with it.
That was brilliant.
That was so good. Cheryl, that's the real superfan, Steve. It's just Chris who works on the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was so good.
I was thinking this is going to be unplayable. This is going to be unplayable. This interview.